Kate, welcome back to Planet Waves FM.
Hi, Rick. Happy to be here.
We're recording at about 7 o'clock Eastern Time on the 22nd of February 2022 in New York, and it's early morning on Wednesday, the 23rd, in Kiev.
Right.
All right, so what's the update, Kate?
So I have several updates. The first one is that we have lost two territories. There has been a war for like 8 years. That was happening in Lugansk and Donetsk. These are cities which are probably about 100 kilometers from my hometown, which is basically one of the most important cities in Ukraine, probably on fourth on or the third place in the
Which
list.
is that?
Lugansk and Donetsk, two
Right,
cities.
right.
And they are no longer belong to Ukraine. They have independency, but the thing is that Russia is supporting them. And we have been protecting these territories, and now if we're going to protect them, it's going to be like a literal war against Russia. That's the thing. They have broke Minsk accords, and as far as I know, U.S. and European Union, they have managed to like to threat Russia, but they're not stopping. And I have several, not like siblings, but like siblings of my friends. They live in Lugansk and Donetsk, and they have Russian flags are all over there, and they have seen a lot of tanks and other military stuff going on. So Russia's preparing for something bigger. That's the thing that scares us like a lot. And some of the Kiev stations, subway stations, are preparing to go like to turn into the hospitals, and the basements are preparing as well, like in order to like hide from the bombs. That's all we have. That's the updates. And I've been hearing sirens a lot in Kiev.
Okay, let's go back to these two cities somehow declaring their independence from Ukraine, but then becoming part of Russia just like that.
Yes.
They were conquered by, they volunteered, they gave up, they what? They rolled over? What happened?
Well, the thing is that Putin had some kind of like not interview, but he's been discussing with the Gosduma, which is like the parliament of Russia. They had a topic that they're going to help independent republics, like Lugansk Republic and Donetsk Republic. They're going to protect them. And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And that was like in life, you know. But a lot of journalists and artists by the clock that was recorded in advance, and I was literally shocked by that. And one of the like not diplomats, I don't know who was that, but that man said, so yeah, I'm supporting the thing that Lugansk and Donetsk, they become part of Russia. And Putin was like, no, we're talking about their independency, just not now. So you see that was strange, really.
So they became independent and then are quote unquote protected by Russia.
Yeah,
So
that will happen.
essentially they joined Russia.
Yes.
And that's not really possible. That's not how countries are organized.
Yes, that will happen with Crimea in 2014. First of all, Russia kind of said that they're in like Crimea became independent, but then on the legal level, I have also some siblings there, and they just signed papers that they're like agreed to become Russian citizen. So I think that's what will be going on in Lugansk and Donetsk. And what I also heard is that people, like just men for on the streets, are getting like to the by the army with force, so they can go and just conquer the entire part of Ukraine. Yeah, and
So
some people are getting.
nice and slow. What your average Ukrainian guy is being recruited into which army?
Russian
They're
in Lugansk.
being recruited. They're being captured into the Russian army.
Yes.
Ukrainian men right now are being captured into the Russian army.
Yes, and in Lugansk and in Donetsk, which is like part of Ukraine, but it's now independent territory, so they're getting like to Russian army.
And do they have a choice of whether they go in or they're really being kidnapped?
No. I would name this like kidnapping.
Okay.
I can send you some videos that were like what is going on in Lugansk and Donetsk. They have explosions a lot. They have Russian army, they have bombed kindergartens, and there were children. Like awful things are going on. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have confirmation of this from people who you know in those cities?
I have some videos that I can send over from the groups that I'm in. I have some videos like took on the phone.
But I'm saying, but have you have friends there who've said that in fact there were bombs that went off in Lugansk?
Yes. I have pictures of this kindergarten with a hole in the wall, so I can send that.
Okay, all right, because we need to be careful of what's propaganda and what's true.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the more verification that we have of things that actually happened, the better. So they don't turn out to be photos from, Sarajevo rather than Ukraine.
Right.
So, but you've heard this stuff is happening. Okay, so then now you're saying that subway stations are being converted into hospitals?
Yes, there was an announcement on our government news that we're some of the stations that are not that important, like which are in the end of the city, like in suburbs, simply, mm-hmm. they're turning into hospitals. They're going to be closed in several weeks. If Russia's if the escalation will continue, they will turn into hospitals eventually.
Right. Okay, and then I heard you say yesterday that you've heard explosions in Kiev.
Yes, I did. So I talked with several people today, and they said that there were just some criminal stuff, and that's the confirmed information. Like, I didn't misheard, but as far as I understood, that wasn't regarding Russia. There was just some criminal stuff going on.
Like mischief, like people making explosions for what reason?
No, it was about, I have just like the court near the place I live, and there was just, you know, some criminal stuff, mafia, I don't know. There wasn't like people exploding fireworks and nothing like that. Just gunshots.
Oh, explosions meaning gunshots, not explosions that shake the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, like several gunshots. Gunshots in one explosion. That's what I heard.
Okay, all right. And then, what is your status right now?
What do you mean?
You went to school today on Tuesday.
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay, and then you have your bags packed?
A little bit. Well, just one suitcase in case I need to run somewhere.
Right. And what are your plans? Where do you plan to go? And where do you plan to rendezvous with your mom?
Well, here's the thing. That my mom is like in Zaporozhye, which is 800 kilometers from Kiev. It's like pretty far.
It's far. It's all night on the train. It's very far.
Yes. And the thing is that it isn't safe like in Zaporozhye or here in Kiev. And I had I have offered her like to go to Turkey to some of our friends as well, because mm-hmm. it's safe and we know the city, and Istanbul is one of the cities like that my dad liked. So I think we can go there, like it's safe. Mm-hmm. But my mom is panicking a lot. She wants me to go back to Zaporozhye, but I was like, it's just not my city, and I have nothing to do there. And especially, it's not safe over there as well.
Right.
I mean, it's close to Donetsk, like less than 200 kilometers. And Donetsk is not like Ukraine anymore, so who knows what will be going on.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's prudent. So do you have a way to get out of the country if you need to? Or what are your...
Yes.
Are you going to get ready to become a Russian citizen? At least you speak Russian, right?
Yeah,
can
I do.
Can you prove that?
I speak Russian like in Ukraine, but a lot of my friends, they have started like to talk Ukrainian after this stuff that happened yesterday.
As a protest.
Yes, as a protest. And I was like, sorry, I don't really like, I understand Ukrainian, but I felt a little bit awkward when I talk. I was like, I'm better in English, honestly. I was like, mm-hmm. I'd rather stick to Russian, and that's it.
Right. Okay. Well, you seem to be in a pretty good mood, given this is like completely terrible.
Yeah. So if some stuff will be going on, I don't know. I just have, I didn't see any sense in like traveling by plane, and especially about Black Sea, because Black Sea is also filled with Russian ships. Like they also have some training stuff going on there, so it's like just simply unsafe. Mm-hmm. I would rather take a car and just go through Moldova to Turkey. It will take about 3 days, but it will be safer than just, you know, mm-hmm. risking it all. So
do you have a car, or you'd rent a car? How are you going to do that?
I have a car, but it's in Zaporozhye.
So who's going to go bring the car up? You're going to go there and drive
No,
out?
I think my mom will drive to Kiev
Oh,
and
she
that.
drives. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, she drives.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else? What did you do in film school today?
Oh, we just discussed. I just like the mood that, we have like a threat of the war, but I just received a huge task to write a directing treatment, and we're going to film a music video soon. Like the next several weeks, if everything's going to be fine. So I have a lot of projects going on, like seven parallel projects, just some mood videos, drum videos that I sent to you. I'm compiling all of them together. So, yeah. It's just
Great.
short films, and then
Great.
that's it.
So for the moment, life goes on.
Yes, but honestly, I'm scared because I cannot plan anything literally. I have planned like to have Saturday and Sunday for some shooting days, but I cannot because of the situation. Yesterday, Putin has announced like the independency of two cities, and I don't know, maybe they're going to invade soon. Who knows? So.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for the update.
Sure.
You know, all we're getting here is just basically kind of pre-processed State Department bullshit here. So you don't really know what is going on. And they had a guy from the U.S. State, former, I guess, some kind of a former NATO or State Department official who was absolutely certain that Putin would be creating a land invasion of Ukraine. And he did mention Donetsk and Luhansk, is that right? And said that they had, I don't know how he described it, but he essentially said the same thing that you're saying, but without any details.
Right. And also, one thing I wanted to mention during this interview or whatever that was, Putin said that Ukraine has always been the part of Russia. Always. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Well,
Seriously.
that's how they think. And the proof of it is, if you go to New York City and eat dinner in the Russian Tea Room, they serve chicken Kiev.
And
So,
Kiev,
you know, it's not chicken Ukraine. It's not the Ukrainian Tea Room.
yes, Kiev, like back then, probably, I don't know, like 1,000 years ago, Kiev used to be called like Kiev, Russia, something like, I don't know how to like translate this in English correctly, but it has like a small stuff that mentioned Russia. So
Well,
in Russia,
Belarus has the word Rus in it.
yes,
Moldova Rus, that has it. Polarus, that's part of Russia. Deutsche Rus.
Kiev used to be called like Kiev Rus, simply that. So and that was Putin said. So I was like, no, he gotta be joking. Like, and people are like going nuts here. A lot of my friends, they were posting Instagram stuff like in English written, like to explain to foreigners what is going on. So I have some materials also to send over. If you want me to, I can do that.
Sure. If you could bundle them up in one place, we could link to them. That would be great. You could put them on a Planet Waves page if you want, and we can link to that. Okay. Well, I wish you the best amidst all this insanity, and thank you for keeping on with your Planet Waves responsibilities and, getting your documents together and all of that. And I'll check back in with you in the morning, New York time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good. All right. Kate Rozhenko in Ukraine. Bye for now.